This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne at NPR West with Steve Inskeep in Karachi, Pakistan. The global warming debate has landed in Congress and in the laps of everyone who uses or produces energy. Late yesterday, the Senate voted to take up a massive proposal to reduce greenhouse gases. It would require factories, utilities, and refineries to pay for the right to emit carbon dioxide. In a moment, we'll tell you about the fight over the trillions of dollars that this cap-and-trade system will cost. First, to the lawmakers, with NPR's Brian Naylor.
The Senate kicked off what could be as many as 2 weeks of debate on a climate change bill that even its backers concede is unlikely to attract the 60 votes it will need to gain approval. To be sure, it has many supporters on both sides of the aisle. Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California called it a tripartisan measure.
It is a Democratic, it is independent, it is Republican. It reflects this country. And when it comes to this issue, we have to turn away from partisanship, because this is about our children and their children. It's about the planet that we have inherited, and we must listen to the scientists.
The bill the Senate is debating aims to cut the emissions of greenhouse gases 19% below current levels by 2020 and 71% by 2050. It would do so by creating a carbon market. There, power plants and industries that produce greenhouse gases could trade allowances they'd be given or buy in auctions. The revenue generated by the auctions would be used for everything from training for green-collar jobs to mass transit and low-income tax relief. The measure's Republican co-sponsor, Senator John Warner of Virginia, harkened back to an earlier era as a metaphor for the bill.
I look upon this global climate change effort as if it were a great, big, mighty steam railroad engine in a station, ready to go. Boilers burning, ready to start its journey down the track. And I'd be the first to tell you, I cannot predict every twist and turn in that track. But I do say, unreservedly, take the hands off the brake, let the train start.
Of course, opponents hope to derail Senator Warner's locomotive. Their argument, it will raise energy prices and cost the economy trillions of dollars in lost economic growth. Many Republicans quoted from a Wall Street Journal editorial yesterday, calling the measure the largest income redistribution scheme since the income tax. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
At a time when Americans are struggling to pay their bills and when the price of gas seems to be rising higher and higher every day, the majority is showing itself to be laughably out of touch by moving to a bill that would raise the price of gas even higher.
Republicans argued the bill makes no allowance for emissions from countries such as India and China, whose fast-growing economies are producing their own greenhouse gases. Republican Senator Christopher Bond of Missouri said the bill favors some regions of the U.S. at the expense of others.
The pain will be focused primarily on the coal-dependent, manufacturing job-heavy Midwest, South, and Great Plains.
President Bush weighed in against the measure, and the White House says he'll veto the climate change bill if it reaches his desk. But in many ways, the Senate debate is about setting the stage for the next administration. Both Democratic presidential candidates Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton support the measure. The Republicans' presumptive presidential nominee, Senator John McCain of Arizona, has long been a proponent of steps to reduce greenhouse gases. But he said he wants more in the bill to encourage use of nuclear energy. His ally, Connecticut Independent Democrat Joseph Lieberman, a co-sponsor of the measure, says he's confident McCain will come around.
He'll have the final decision, but he's been part of this from the very beginning. And I expect that at the end of this, when the critical vote occurs, he'll be with us.
Senator Warner says he intends to offer an amendment that would encourage nuclear energy research and job training. The House, meanwhile, is working on its own climate change legislation and is likely to hold hearings later this month on a different approach, a carbon tax. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.